Now, I'm left-handed, or cack-handed, as I have been called in the past. But when it comes to sport, does that all change for you? Maybe you are right-handed when it comes to some sports. You might write with your left hand, but kick with your right foot. The 54th Annual Left-Handed Golf Championships is currently underway in Hobart. It brings together over 100 of the best lefties, not only in Australia, but farther afield as well. Bob Murphy is the president of the National Association of Left-Handed Golfers, and he's been kind enough to make his way into the studio for us today. G'day, Bob.
G'day, how are you?
What is left-handed golf?
Left-handed golf's pretty simple. It's for left-handed golfers, for those who stand on the correct side of the ball.
The correct side of the ball.
That's absolutely right.
You're going to like rile people up with this kind of talk, Bob. That's
very good.
So where are you playing in Tassie at the moment?
We're playing at Royal Hobart. And 72 holes we were scheduled to play, but we got blown away on the first day.
The first day,
the balls were blowing off the green, so we couldn't play at all.
It has been a very windy couple of weeks here in Tassie.
It certainly was. You walk up to your ball and it'd blow away, and sometimes it blew right off the green into the bunker. So it was unplayable.
No, we cannot have that. Why did you pick Tasmania?
We have 8 divisions around Australia, and we do it in rotation, and it's Tasmania's turn. Plus, always, we want to come to Tasmania.
Lots of people, more than 130 of the best left-handed golfers coming
here. Very
kind
to call them the best left-handed golfers.
Okay, some of the golfers.
Well, yes, but we do have a number of the men players with handicaps of 5 or less, and we've got the current world champion ladies player playing with us, and we have a young 14-year-old girl who plays on a handicap of 7, and she's chasing after the world champion. Very hard.
Tell us a little bit about the history of left-handed golfers. I mean, they weren't really recognised once upon a time, were they?
No, they weren't. And in fact, that's why the organisation started. We had 4 left-handed golfers in Brisbane who were sick of being called khaki-handed and why are you hitting it from this side and all that sort of stuff. So they decided to start an organisation, and that was 54 years ago. And we've run a national championship every year for the last 54 years. And, in fact, there are world championships. Next year's in Paris, playing on the best course in the world in Paris where they played the Ryder Cup. So if your listeners are out there and really want to go to Paris and you're left-handed, here's your chance.
Are you heading over?
I probably will.
We heard Guy Stainer say just earlier that even equipment, it was hard for left-handed golfers to get the right equipment for themselves.
Yeah, it used to be when we first started 54 years ago, and I wasn't there then, but equipment was more expensive. It was of less quality. And quite frankly, if you went and got a lesson from a professional, the first thing they probably said to you was, have a go from the right-hand side. Things have changed. I mean, there are now Phil Mickelson and many pros on the circuit who are left-handed, and some of the best players in the world are left-handed. But back then, we were treated as an oddity, I suppose, is the best way to say it.
Unique.
Unique. Well, we are unique. There's no doubt about it. But we weren't necessarily treated that way. We were treated a bit as different.